I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I was once a guest at someone's house on Shabbos, and the daughter was preparing a salad for the Suda for the Shabbos meal, and the mother walked into the kitchen and saw the daughter preparing the salad. I was like, you can't do that, it's Shabbos. You can't prepare the salad that way. So what could she be referring to? The truth is that there are multiple potential issues, pitfalls, when someone's preparing a salad on Shabbos, and although it's very important to eat salad. So my wife's a dietitian, and she reminds me that every so often, that it's healthy. But preparing a salad on Shabbos can have multiple potential issues. The Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, quotes a machlokas. The Gemara says in the middle of Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva said, Ein molchen snon ubeitza b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt a radish, you're not allowed to salt eggs on Shabbos. Rav Chizkiya b'shmeid Abaya Omar, or Rav Chizkiya quoted Abaya and said, Snon aser. Only a radish you're not allowed to salt. While beitz and muteres, you are allowed to salt eggs. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur l'mloach hatichas tznon, paskening like a baya, that only to a vegetable, only to a radish is there a problem. Now, what would be the reason for this prohibition? It's only rabbinic, it's a machlokes din Rashi and the Rambam, either because it's similar, Rashi says to m'abed, to tanning, you're preserving the vegetables, or as the Rambam says, it's similar to pickling, the kavush, which would be an outgrowth of cooking, that pickling is similar to cooking. Regardless of the reason, this halacha is limited to vegetables in which potentially you would pickle. It would be normal to put salt on it in order to preserve it, in order to pickle it. And therefore, this halacha would only be limited to radishes, cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, different foods, which it would be normal to potentially pickle them. And therefore, if you're preparing a salad, to be concerned, you have to make sure not to put salt on the vegetables. Now, there are multiple notable exceptions and ways out of this prohibition. First of all, as the Shulchan Aruch continues and writes, he says, "Is asur l'mlach chatichos snon, that which is prohibited to salt pieces of radish is only arba o chamish biyachad, four or five together." Only because you're doing multiple at the same time. That's the normal way in which you would pickle items. However, if you do each radish individually, if you place salt on a radish and eat it before you place salt on the next one, then it wouldn't be a problem. There's another limitation on this prohibition, as well as the poskim speak out, that if you first put olive oil on the salad, on the vegetables, before you put the salt, then we're able to assume that the oil is able to mitigate the effects of the salt, and therefore it wouldn't be similar to pickling at all. Some poskim say even if I put it in afterwards immediately, it would be okay, but it's obviously better just to put the olive oil first and then put salt on the vegetables. Now there's a third option, which would really be a game changer. If someone's making a salad with lettuce, which no one pickles lettuce, and most of the majority of the salad is made of vegetables in which people typically would not pickle, then the poskim that I spoke to, many poskim say that it wouldn't be a problem either, because as long as the majority of the salad is not typically pickled, then there's no concern. It doesn't seem similar to pickling when someone puts salt on the salad. Now, there are still other issues involved, potentially tochin, and other issues with preparing salad on Shabbos, but that's what comes up in today's daf, and I hope you have a wonderful day.